1995. It's affectionately known as Arch Madness. New sports, weather, and traffic in this 5 o'clock hour, brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin. You know you're doing something right when you're a locally owned St. Louis family restaurant. You've been open for 25 years. Located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester at 270, the Karagiannis family opened Surf and Sirloin back in the early 90s, serving only USDA prime beef. That's the highest graded beef in the world. And as for the seafood, Surf and Sirloin has always required its fish be delivered whole so the product can be inspected on site to ensure its quality and integrity. When you want high-end steak and seafood option, go to where St. Louisans have gone for over a quarter century, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637, 822-3637. Download the app OpenTable or make them online, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Franco Opinion.
Club Fitness is extending its October offer. Celebrate the opening of our 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois, and join any Club Fitness for just 25 cents until October 31st.
With 25 gyms in the St. Louis area, everybody can enjoy community-driven fitness where they live and work.
Lift local for just a quarter.
A positive change for pocket change.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by October 31st for just 25 cents. See Club for details.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for the Thanksgiving turkey or a pumpkin pie from the best bakery in St. Louis. Maybe even your entire holiday meal, all because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to their house, make sure you're all set for Thanksgiving. Head to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points. Think Schnucks.
Who's ready for a USDA prime steak? You won't find USDA prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app OpenTable or online at surfandsirloin.com.
That's right, we play it until it becomes illegal to say God bless America. I hope we never see that day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime. Over.
Girl genitals.
What did he say?
Girl genitals.
That's disrespectful.
And then he said muh.
And sexist. Not muff. Muh.
Oh.
Well.
See what he did there.
Oh, Good afternoon and welcome to the November 4th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, Vision. Dr. Jason Brinton is the reason it's called Brinton Vision, but he has some other wonderful people who work with him. Folks, you've never been in a doctor's office like this in your life. I'm just going to go ahead, and that's a big statement, but I doubt seriously you ever have been. We'll talk.
Hey!
At the control board, Daddy for a little over a week now.
Yeah.
And you think you'll ever take little Theo over to Great Britain?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When he's about 5 or 6 years old, I'll probably take him over there.
Don't leave him there for 19 years. He'll end up talking like you. You can't do that. I say that because this guy lived for 19 years in Great Britain. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. That's where Grandpa Dave still is, still listens to the show. It is about 11:15, almost 11:16 over there. Hello, Grandpa Dave. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Clavlin is in Columbia, South Carolina. I lived in Columbia, South Carolina for 2 months. 2 months. That's where I had Army basic training. That's why I had to live there for 2 months. So we will talk to Bill from Columbia, South Carolina, find out why he's there and why it might be worth going there at some point for the rest of us. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations, including their newest one in Waterloo, Illinois, on North Route 3, right in front of Walmart. And right now, if you move your car loan to First Community, they will give you at least $100. How about that? First Community Credit Union, a great place for all your banking needs. Find out more. Go to
firstcommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
At one time, this man had his name on a name tag that was pinned to a Denny's shirt, then a Wendy's shirt, then a Kentucky Fried Chicken shirt. And I don't think he wore a name tag when he went door to door, but he certainly did tell them his name when they answered the door and said, "What can I do for you?" And he said, "I'm Tim Woodburn." They slammed the door on him. That's when he sold or tried to sell knives door to door. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, a DJ at a roller rink, an investigative reporter for a crime magazine, and now he's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's in charge of something very important at any radio station. And that is the digital clock. He's in charge of making sure ours is accurate. It says it's 5:17, 57, 58, 59, 5:18 exactly. And that is the exact time according to the U.S. Naval Observatory. He's our newsman, our news director. He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. And oh, yes, one other thing. Like Jim Rockford, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I'm also in charge, by the way, of keeping track how many times Josh Bauman coughs or passes gas during his segment. and today was a record low 4.
Whoa.
For Josh Bauman.
Wow, he is making progress.
Yeah, the all-time record's 18, and I'm not kidding. Today just
that's a lot of progress.
A paltry 4. Say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. And if you heard the show earlier this afternoon, Jim Not-So-Slim Sappho and Johnny Londoff Three Sticks made the announcement that all remaining 2019 cars on their lot are 20% off sticker price right now. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. Or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All righty. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Jim.
And Rat Boy does not like... There's an expression he does not like, and I don't blame him. And it's when somebody passes gas, as Josh Bauman does on numerous occasions, and he wants it changed to something besides cutting the, well,
cheese.
And I can't say as I blame him, because he's a cheese fanatic, and I don't know how that got started, unless, I guess, some cheese is so strong.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy, that if you cut it, it would, smell more than if you didn't cut it. That's all I can think of. But there are other things. They could have called it something else besides that. They could
cutting
have called
the Limburger?
Cutting the Limburger, or, hey, look, so smells like somebody smells like somebody just boiled the cabbage. You know, that smells worse to me. So what? Squashing the Gouda?
Yeah.
Anything but that. Rat Boy doesn't like
it. My little brother used to call it Tushy Bubbles.
That's a good one. That's a good one for kids. Kids, remember that next Halloween when you go out and you cut one, go, whoops, tushy bubble. You say that to when you're at the front door of somebody's house. Show your appreciation, if you would, please, to give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Everybody's family had a word for it, usually. It wasn't.
And Dan, go ahead again and share your grandma's word for it.
My grandma Strauss used to call it shooting Germans.
And I like that.
And my dad, if you'd do it in the car and he heard it, he'd look at you and he'd say, ooh, your voice has changed, but your breath's the same.
Now, that's a good one. That's a good one. We are brought to you by Renton Vision. When I was, let's see, how long ago was this? About 25 years ago, let me think, 25, 26 years ago. I had RK, radial keratotomy, because in this country, LASIK had not been approved by the FDA. I could have gone to Canada and had LASIK done for $10,000, and that's what I should have done, but I didn't do it. And, you know, you make decisions in your life, you make the best decision that you can at the time, and when something is not available, you go for what is available. And then LASIK got approved here, and boy, do I wish I could have had LASIK. And now it seems that everybody performs LASIK. LASIK has been performed on millions of people. If I'm going to have LASIK, I want it to be done by what I think is the best surgeon available. I don't know that there is any one surgeon who is the best LASIK surgeon in the world. I don't know that person exists. I think that there are certainly levels, and let's say 10 is the best of the best. And there may be 50 surgeons in the world who are at that level. I can give you the name of one. His name is Jason Brenton. He is an incredibly brilliant, skilled surgeon who not only performs LASIK, there are 6 other corrective surgeries for vision, and he performs all of them. And I believe he is the only surgeon in the St. Louis area who performs all 6. And the reason I mention there are 6 others is that not everybody is a candidate for traditional LASIK for a number of reasons. And I'm not qualified to tell you what all of them are. But sometimes people just aren't good candidates. And if you perform LASIK on him, you're taking chances, and he doesn't take chances, and he doesn't want to take any risk with your vision. So, if you've been told you're not a candidate for LASIK, maybe you aren't. Or maybe you are, but you were told that by somebody who wasn't trained or skilled or didn't have the equipment that Dr. Brenton has. And if you really aren't, he may very well have an alternative surgery that's just as effective, and that's all corneal related. LASIK is a corneal surgery. Your cornea covers your eye, covers your lens, covers your iris. It's the outside covering of the eye. When it is misshapen and shaped more like a football than a sphere, you're nearsighted. When it's sort of concaved, you are farsighted. It should be perfectly round, and now they can resculpt it. It's amazing what they can do. They can resculpt it. And there are some alternative procedures that he offers. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. unless you're one of the three people in the entire United States, and I say that because I just guess, okay, let's just say there are three people in the whole country who love wearing glasses or contacts. I doubt there are even three. If you want to know for certain from the best of the best whether or not you can get rid of them, then all I'm going to ask you to do is invest time and money, 90 minutes worth of time and $120 for a 90-minute ocular analysis. And when you're finished, they will tell you exactly what you can or can't do. And hopefully, like most people, you will be a candidate for a corrective procedure. He also does lens replacement. He does not do cataract surgery. Cataract surgery is when your lenses are so clouded over you can barely see where you're going. And then finally the insurance companies will go, well, okay, you're bumping into walls, we'll cover cataract surgery. He replaces your lenses before you get to that point. And that's what he did with me 6 years ago. And 6 years ago was the very first time in my entire life that I can remember, because it was from grade school on that I had either thick glasses or contacts, and I don't anymore. And that's because of Dr. Brenton. So what I want you to do, it's our newest advertiser. You folks have no idea how very, very close we came to pulling the plug on this show. It was really close. Because we lost some business when we came to this station, because there were people, it scared them. And they were also sold by other stations and competitors on the idea that it's going to fail, it's not going to be successful, nobody's going to listen. And I don't have any ill will or feelings at all toward the advertisers who left. I don't. But thank goodness for the ones that stayed with us, because that's what kept us on the air. And now we have Brenton Vision. To keep them on the air, I would never ask you to do anything except something that you're going to be glad you did anyway. And especially if you're, let's say, I want to say 40 and over, but that's not really true. You could be 25 or 23 or 30 and be ready to get rid of glasses or contacts. You go see Brenton Vision. Go there, do the 90-minute ocular analysis. And hopefully you're going to get some really good news that you can throw that stuff away. Brenton Vision. B-R-I-N-T-O-N Vision. BrentonVision.com or 314-375-2020. And again, that is, they're in, on North New Ballas Road in Creve Coeur. BrentonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa.
And today he's in Columbia, South Carolina. I live there in a trailer park, in a really cheap, crappy trailer, and I loved it. My wife and I lived there while I went through basic training. It's the capital city of South Carolina. A lot of people might not know that. And Bill Cleveland is there now, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. You can find more at windowworldst.louis.com. From Columbia, South Carolina, let's come on, let's really hear it now. He's traveled a long way to do this report, so really give it up for Bill Cleveland. I can hear the extra appreciation in that applause. Bill, how are you?
I'm well. I was just telling Dan, I saw really close to my hotel the Franco Pinion statue, mm-hmm. Which is here.
Sure.
It was hard to recognize. It was a skinny statue.
Well, it is skinny because when I was in Columbia, when I was in Columbia, South Carolina, I weighed 145 pounds. And,
right.
Well, I did. I'd only been married. I hadn't even been married a year, actually. And I got, I had to go away to basic training and married, I think 6 months or 7 months. And I weighed 145. And, we didn't live there but about 8 or 9 weeks because I had to get a job. We were starving in a little trailer park, and the basic training thing was only 8 weeks, so we weren't there long. But I have vivid memories of starving in a trailer park in Columbia. And other than that, I don't know much about Columbia.
Well, I just got here. Well, I got here late last night, and I've been working on some stuff today. So I haven't done a ton of exploring. I'm actually at dinner now and stepped out for a few minutes to call in. But let me ask you this. So you lived here a short amount of time. Was pimento cheese a big deal when you lived here?
Pimento cheese was a big deal. That's right, Rat Boy. It was a big deal when I grew up as a kid in Tennessee. I don't think a week went by that we didn't eat pimento cheese sandwich.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy.
I'm a fairly picky, finicky eater. I just had pimento cheese for the first
cheese.
Time.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. It's good.
It's okay, yeah, it's all right. I had it on, and apparently, now they really do this up in Colombia, so every restaurant has pimento cheese, and they have it.
Cheese!
That's right, Rat Boy.
Bill, start calling it pimento spread.
Pimento spread?
Yeah.
Just to keep the name out.
Yeah.
Tim hates Rat Boy.
Sorry, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. And that is what I had today on some like crackers and or little, that wasn't bread, but I don't know what you call it, little toasted things. But yeah, not bad, but it's everywhere here. And it almost reminds, it's kind of like their toasted ravioli, I think.
Well, no, not really, because it was big. The toasted ravioli is a St. Louis thing, one town. This is not a Columbia, South Carolina thing. Pimento cheese, as I said, was huge all through the South. When I grew up, we had it. So it's not just Columbia, it's a Southern thing.
Okay, well, it's certainly everywhere. So,
hey, you know what you ought to do? While you're in Columbia, you ought to go to Fort Jackson. That's where I went to basic training. See if you can get into Fort Jackson. There'll be a guard at the gate. Tell them who you are and say, I'd like to do a report. Could you let me go through 1 week of basic training? And just see if they'll let you do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get right there. I don't think I would last more than a half a day at basic
training.
Sure
you would.
So I'm in Colombia for one reason in particular. I'm working on a really cool project with Gamma Sports. This is a national sporting company. They make tennis rackets and all sorts of tennis
equipment.
Hello. And all sorts of pickleball equipment now. And so Gamma Sports is sponsoring a online video series that'll start running in January called Dinks and Drives. And so if people who do not play pickleball, you have no idea what that means. A dink is a term used in pickleball when you do a very soft shot over the net. And so anybody that plays pickleball will know what that is. And then the drives obviously means travel. And so I will tomorrow morning get to go and meet a group of pickleball players. I'm understanding there's going to be quite a few there. And we'll be interviewing these folks and getting to play a little bit with them. And then I'll do some video and put together one of these segments. And then Wednesday I'll be doing the exact same thing in a little town in Georgia. And so I'm going to get you a lot of traveling with this segment, which is, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to kind of showcase pickleball all across the country, but also showing people who do play pickleball who want to go to different parts around the country and play and meet new people. It is, and Frank will know this, it's a very welcoming sport. The people that play are genuinely, it's a very social sport. And so you can meet new people pretty much anywhere you go that people are playing pickleball. And then some tourism tie-ins as well, some different things. I was at the South Carolina State Museum earlier today shooting some video and learn a little bit about the state. Tomorrow I'll be over at the state capitol. So something to look forward to. I hope to have those up. It'll start running in January. But so that's pretty much why I am in Colombia, and it's a nice day today. They don't get snow apparently here, so it's a nice early or late fall day, I guess. And sorry, I'm rambling. I'm hungry. So
go get some pimento cheese.
Cheese.
Oh,
that's right, Rat Boy. By the way, it's best on white bread. Don't put it on some goofy whole grain bread. Make yourself a white bread pimento cheese sandwich with some potato chips and a couple of. That's right, Rat Boy. It's fantastic if it's made right. And don't let them put a bunch of other junk in there. It should be cheese and pimentos, and that's right, Rat Boy. And that's kind of it.
It's and mayonnaise too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Only not mayonnaise. Miracle Whip salad dressing. No, yeah, Miracle Whip, not mayonnaise. Miracle Whip. If you do it the Southern way, you use Miracle Whip.
All right, I'll see if it's on the menu here. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay. I'm Bill Clevel on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Bill Clevel, courtesy of Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. Preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. And Dan, you're absolutely right. And when I grew up, I never even heard the word or knew what mayonnaise was. It didn't exist in our house. Miracle Whip salad dressing.
Yep.
That was it. That was our mayonnaise. We didn't even use mayonnaise. And you're right. Good pimento cheese is the cheese, the pimentos with that's right, Red Boy, with the Miracle Whip salad dressing in it to kind of give it a little and texture.
Do you remember the first time you had, like, real mayonnaise, and it's like...
And it tasted like crap.
You're like, yes. What is this? This
was
doesn't
horrible.
Taste like... Yeah,
no, you're right. It was horrible.
I know. I still, to this day, don't like real mayonnaise.
I don't either. When we would travel, and we never took a vacation... The entire time I grew up, but we were forced to go every winter in the coldest part of winter and drive up to this horrible town, Akron, Ohio. And my mother would pack, because we were going to be in the car for 700 miles. Oh. She'd pack pimento cheese sandwiches.
Cheese!
That's right, Red Boy. And sweet pickles and potato chips. That was our food all the way up there. I love those sandwiches. I'd tear the crust off. It's better if you tear the crust off the white bread. So, there you go. All right, let's see. Here's a story that you will not see and probably none of you saw on the mainstream news, but it's a great story. This pregnant woman... Down in Florida, Lithia, Florida. I don't know where exactly. Okay, oh, here it is, 25 miles southwest of Tampa. Somebody broke in her home. Again, she's pregnant. And two home invaders broke in and were pistol whipping her husband.
Oh.
She grabs the most hated rifle in America, an AR-15, and shoots him and kills one of them, drops him on the spot, and I think the other guy is going to live, sadly. So there's a story you don't hear, because it's a positive story, about someone who is sane and law-abiding, using a gun to save her and her husband's life. AR-15... Pregnant woman in Florida, dead bad guy. Yeah. Happened Wednesday. About 9 o'clock at night, these thugs came in the house. And they didn't pistol whip him very long. She dropped him. Good for her. Here's a question. I don't know why I'm asking it, but yesterday I thought, why do we still have shingles for roofing material? This is the same material... Since I've been born, wouldn't you think
they've
that
started
by
making
now,
metal shingles and all that now? But I mean,
well, they do. But the majority of houses still have the same old shingles with that grit and that little gravelly stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff that they've been putting on forever. I would think by now, the last 60, 70, 80 years, we'd have revolutionary, all new roofing material. Doesn't that seem weird that we haven't?
That's right. That's solar panels. But shingles, I mean, it's a perfect kind of little product, really. You know, you put it down.
Maybe it's
the gravel,
perfect.
Which is on there, is good for the roofers who've got to put it down, gives them some traction. Which I've walked
why
on
do you need,
several
Why
roofs.
Do you need traction? Why do you need that gravelly stuff?
Have you ever walked on a roof before? Like, you get some of those steep inclines. I mean, you can slide right off. Like, that gravel...
So that's what
grip.
It's on there for? So people can walk on it?
Well, probably not. But, I mean, I have no idea why the gravel is on there. Maybe to kind of help deflect some of the rain or hail or stuff like that that could fall. But having it up there is really quite nice.
I like the metal roof idea. That seems to me like that ought to last forever.
Until
it's
it
metal.
Hails.
Yeah, true.
I've been in a Walmart before with a metal roof when it hailed before.
Yeah.
It was loud.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the reason. It's just the noise. All right, here's a disturbing statistic. 70% of black kids are raised without a father. How about that?
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad. And it explains a lot. A lot of... being drawn into gangs and crime and whatever. Now, here's another weird question. This is weird question day for me. And before I say this, to Mike Bush and Steve Savard and Sandy Mill, this is not about you. It's not directed at you. It's just what I think is a legitimate question. Why do we need, and did we ever need, a news anchor person on TV? Think about this. Why do we need to see somebody talking about the news? What if you just showed the footage of where the fire's in California, and here's a car wreck, and here's a scene of a robbery, maybe a reporter on the scene, but why do we need somebody sitting in the building looking at us, talking to us about it?
Because of sex appeal. We were just talking on this very show last week about the women that either your wife knew or that somebody knew. Frank is like they were all excited because they got to meet Matt Lauer, and what a treat that was for them. We were talking about that on the show last week, and why? Because he was a good looking guy.
And he could be good looking and do something else. Why do we need somebody to look at when they're talking about the news?
I just told you why. Because of the physical attractiveness of the person being a draw for somebody wanting to watch that station's news versus their competitors. Plain and simple. How many ugly news anchors have you ever seen?
Sean Hannity, go on.
He's not a
Sean
news anchor.
Sean Hannity's not ugly.
He's a talk show host. Let me narrow the question now. How many ugly news anchors have you ever seen that anchor the newscast in the St. Louis market that you would say that person is unattractive?
You know, Larry Connors did have a certain je ne sais quoi about him, I will say.
No, he's got a point, though. I'm sitting here trying to think of a real... And the problem is, I'm not going to say it because they might still be in town or their relatives might be here or something, but I've seen ugly reporters, but the actual anchor? No, you're right. I mean, nobody you could just go, whew, can't look at him or her. But my point is... Wouldn't the news still be the news without those people? Would you not watch the news?
Somebody has to spearhead it. Why are you the host of this show? Why don't we rotate?
But they're not looking at me.
But they're listening to you. You're the draw. You're the primary draw.
It's the radio.
Are you talking about a person being off camera and then they have all the shots and everything and that
exactly.
person?
Exactly. Like that person is telling you the news. We have to look at them. They're telling us what's going on.
Probably because, you know, you need a viewer to have someone to relate to or to feel trust in,
right.
Stuff like
these,
that. You know,
and they're actually...
Viewers think this person is in my home
and
talking
exactly.
directly to me, I want to develop a rapport or relationship with this person. This person's my friend. This person's in my home every night.
Okay.
I will say that Matt Lauer looks a lot like Bill Cleveland.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he does.
Matt Lauer looks exactly like Bill Cleveland.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. They look, there's a, yeah. If somebody said, hey, this is Matt's kid, Bill, I'd go, yeah. Okay,
I can see that.
Yeah. All right, one last thing. And look, this poor guy that got shot on Halloween at the party on Washington Avenue or whatever. I'm sorry that happened. I don't know anything about him, but 2:45 in the morning or whatever, 2:15, Washington, correct me if I'm wrong, Washington Avenue, for a long, long time, to me, has been a place I don't want to be at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. To this day, if I'm on Washington Avenue, my dad used to live right in the Elder Cert Loft Building at 12th and Washington. Right across from the old Glow Democrat. If I'm driving on Washington Avenue and my car comes to a stoplight, I will not stop within 20 feet of the car in front of me at the light in the fear of being carjacked. So that I can have a place to hit the gas and run out. Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm not wrong in that. And this goes back to when we first got married. My wife worked on Washington Avenue, and I didn't like it. And I used to have to go and pick her up after work. And I've told this story before. She stood at the jewelry counter at the store where she worked, and right in front of her, 2 feet in front of her, a gunman who was holding her up at the jewelry counter turned and killed their security guard right in front of her. And the casings ejected out and hit my wife on the jacket. And that's when I think of Washington Avenue, that's what I think of. And then this thing happens, and it seems like, you know, too often we just hear, well, Washington Avenue, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Sorry, I don't know what the party was or who was there.
It was a Halloween party.
I understand that.
He got shot to death in his costume.
I understand that, but my point is,
I don't care. I wouldn't go if I was invited to a party on Washington Avenue and come out at 2 or 3 in the morning. Oh, I just wouldn't.
They have all those bars down there now and everything. They were trying to build that up and everything, and that's like a big party place, Washington
Avenue.
Well,
this won't help.
No.
This won't help. No. Let me get the late ladies. Get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
My goodness, I think I've told this joke for at least 25 years, but it's been a while. So, like a lot of jokes, it takes place in a bar. And a Jewish guy walks in the bar and sits down, has a few drinks, and he looks down and sees a Chinese man sitting at the bar. And the Jewish guy gets up off his bar stool, walks down, and punches the Chinese guy in the face as hard as he can, knocks the Chinese guy off the bar stool. And the Chinese guy is dazed, and he gets up, and he looks at the Jewish guy, and he goes, why you do that? Why you hit me? He goes, I'll tell you why, pal. The Jewish guy says, that's for Pearl Harbor, mister. And the Chinese guy goes, I'm Chinese. Pearl Harbor, Japanese. And the Jewish guy goes, Chinese, Japanese, what's the difference? And he goes and sits back down. A few minutes later, the Chinese guy gets up, walks over to the Jewish guy, and punches him in the face as hard as he can, and the Jewish guy's knocked to the floor. And he gets up, looks at the Chinese guy, and the Jewish guy goes, what was that for? And the Chinese goes, I'll tell you what for. That's for Titanic. That's for the Titanic. And the Jewish guy goes, the Titanic? What's the matter with you? Titanic, that was an iceberg. The Chinese guy goes, iceberg, Goldberg, what's the difference?
Get a check on traffic. Here's Joe Sonderman.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Eastbound 270 at 170, they just moved a wreck off to the right shoulder, but you are jammed back through 370. Eastbound 70 at Florissant Road, crash blocks the two left lanes. That traffic is jammed approaching I-170 still. 44 westbound in the depressed section. Looks like they've cleared a stalled vehicle, but you still have heavy traffic approaching. I'm Joe Sonderman for 590 The Fan. Now it's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Club Fitness is extending its October offer. Celebrate the opening of our 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois, and join any Club Fitness for just 25 cents until October 31st.
With 25 gyms in the St. Louis area, everybody can enjoy community-driven fitness where they live and work.
Lift local for just a quarter.
A positive change for pocket change.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by October 31st for just 25 cents. See Club for details.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for the Thanksgiving turkey or a pumpkin pie from the best bakery in St. Louis. Maybe even your entire holiday meal, all because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to their house, make sure you're all set for Thanksgiving. Head to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points. Think Schnucks.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. Who could that be about? I know. Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas. And he better not complain about not having enough time today, because we are giving him extra, extra time. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant. And next door they have the Smokehouse Market. If you have lunch or dinner at Annie Guns, please, please do yourself a favor. Step next door to the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed only on Monday, which would be today, but only Monday. They're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are, well, they're a good idea anytime, not just a holiday season. Obviously, this time of year, people buy gift cards, but they sell them all year. Thousands of them all year. Because who would not appreciate a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market? Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Got a lot of time for you.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. A pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who takes his mom almost everywhere he goes. His dream is to play Tennessee Williams in a biopic.
Richard Simmons.
His best friend is Ronnie Howard.
Hmm.
And he calls himself an ultra-vegan. No meats of any kind, and won't even touch leather.
Hmm.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Ryan Reynolds, Seth Green, Joaquin Phoenix, answer in a minute. Love and a sadness report. Word that Britney Spears had a mini breakdown and last weekend had to spend at least one night, maybe two nights at a rehab under observation in Las Vegas. This has been going on for over 20 years. Report from Denver, Colorado, Dwayne the Dog Chapman is having a very rough time adjusting to life without Beth, his wife, who died in June. Beth's birthday was last week. The dog spent the day crying in seclusion with his family. Very sad, having a very tough time. I just learned that Kris Jenner...
Which one's that?
Come on, man.
She's the mom. She's the mom. She's hot.
It's hard to keep track with that family.
Let me tell you something. I would go after her before I would any of the daughters.
Yeah, you'd probably go after Caitlyn Jenner, wouldn't you?
Oh, that was not that. See, now, hold on. Hold on.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said you'd probably go after Caitlyn Jenner. Oh, man.
You know.
Mike, just take a breath. Don't even.
So much trouble because of that kind of talk.
Boy, see, I was going to ask you to just hold it.
That's why England is a third-rate country.
Oh, right there. I thought Frank said Mike, he's going to say it.
Freaking Brexit. Come on, Brexit.
Man.
Unbelievable.
And his defense, though, I have to stop and think. If somebody says Kris Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, I do have to stop and go, okay, wait a second. Yeah, Caitlyn is the one that's not really
right.
A woman. Yeah, Kris Jenner.
Chloe is not. I wouldn't do Chloe with your penis. I mean, I'm just telling
you. I wouldn't do any of them unless I had a death wish for some sexual disease. I wouldn't do any of those skanks.
Anyway.
No.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan and Saudi Arabia killer MBS relationship has turned into a weekend-only relationship with Lindsay's reality show, her TV reality show, being passed by all the networks. Lindsay is now trying to reboot her career in Australia, but I don't want anybody to feel bad or worry because Lindsay commutes from Australia to Sydney to Saudi Arabia for weekends on MBS's private 777 jet. You know what? Little TV news. I love Blacklist with James Spader. Anybody watch that?
Yep.
My wife watches it. She loves it, and I know he's good in it.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it's too late for me because it's so complicated. I can't jump back in now.
Oh, you could. You actually could. I love this show, but it beats every Friday night in the ratings 2-1 by Fox's TV SmackDown Wrestling.
Oh, I believe that.
Wow.
I don't get it. British TV show I Am Celebrating Let Me Out of Here features celebrities who rough it in the jungles of Australia. They have just signed Fleabag what do I want to call him? I want to be nice. The Englisters' lover, Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner is going to be on a TV show in England called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
$600,000 they're paying Caitlyn Jenner to run around the jungle.
Nobody will watch that.
I agree. By the way, the Kardashians hold the record for the most restraining orders against crazy fans. Eight fans.
If I had a show with Caitlyn Jenner, it would be called You're a Celebrity, Get Out of Here. That would, you know, no, I can't imagine watching anything it does. He, she, whatever it is.
Okay, Kanye West, Christian Awakening is a real deal. When asked his biggest regret in life, his response is he never met Billy Graham.
That's a great answer.
I met Billy Graham.
I worked for Billy Graham for 2 weeks. It's one of the greatest things I ever did in my life.
Hey, that's, you know what? The very first assignment I ever had in radio, I was 17 years old. I was working for KFWB News. I was working the switchboard, doing occasional news atop the KFWB time and temperature tower, makes mark at the mercury of the moment, 75. That's 75 degrees at KFWB Los Angeles.
Still got it.
I remember. But the first assignment I got was a 6-day Billy Graham crusade at the L.A. Coliseum. They go, well, we don't really know why we're sending you here, but in case there's any trouble. Got credentials for it, met with Billy Graham every night after the crusade.
Yeah, when I say work for him, it was volunteer. I would not take a dime. I volunteered to work with him for 2 weeks, and I'm glad.
It's amazing. It was amazing for me.
He was an amazing human being.
I agree. Top four places to see a sunset in the United States: Miami, Brooklyn Bridge looking over New York City, Huntington Beach, California, Sunset Beach, Oahu, Hawaii.
1 minute.
How much time do I have?
1 minute.
Sheep poop. Really?
You said sheep poop, I believe you said.
Yep, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I did say that.
Thank goodness.
God, I have so much
seconds.
Other great stuff, too.
What did I tell you? We gave him an extra 3 minutes. What did I tell you? He'll still complain. And finally, he said...
Who wants to be Tennessee Williams in a biopic? Ronnie Howard, favorite best friend, ultra-vegan, doesn't eat any meats or even touch leather. Is it Ryan Reynolds, Leonardo DiCaprio, Seth Green, Joaquin Phoenix?
I'll go with Joaquin Phoenix.
I'll go Phoenix.
Seth Green.
I'll go Seth Green. I'm not sure I even know who he is, but I'm going to go Seth Green.
The answer is Joaquin Phoenix.
No!
I'm Mike Evans. I'm live. I'm Hollywood. I take him. I'll be there. See you.
So obvious, because he's so strange. Yeah. We should know. Joaquin Phoenix. We are out of time. I have enough time to do this. Thank you for being with us. Hope you'll be with us again tomorrow. Dan Buffett will be here. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now you're here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
We are counting down to Monday Night Football, which will wrap up week 9 of the NFL season. The Dallas Cowboys in Jersey to take on the New York Giants. Dallas will be without linebacker Leighton Vander Esch. Sean Leo start at the will. Joe Thomas starting at the strong linebacker spots. Kickoff event live set for 8:15 Eastern time. The MRI in Jacoby Brissett's injured knee showed no surprises. He remains day-to-day with an MCL sprain. He could play Sunday against Miami. Eagles wideout DeSean Jackson will have surgery Tuesday to repair a torn abdominal muscle. He'll be out the rest of the season. Cleveland has waived safety Jermaine Whitehead less than a day after he threatened media and fans critical of his play against the Denver Broncos. The Baseball Writers Association of America announcing the finalists for their MLB awards, including the Cy Young finalists in the National League. They are Jacob deGrom of the Mets, Hyunjin Ryu of the Dodgers, and Max Scherzer of the Nationals. I'm Ralph Irvin. We are